Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Can you eat comfort foods that are also heart healthy in this age of preventive medicine? People are always looking for, you know, ways to create foods that are both soothing, comforting. Certainly in the wintertime, we want those comfort foods. And my guest is Dawn Blattner. She's a registered dietitian and certified specialist in sports dietetics. So, Dawn, tell us a little bit about heart healthy comfort foods.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me. You mentioned it. Tis the season for wanting really satisfying and warming food and not feel guilty about it for once. You know what I mean? And so I put together a collection of six just awesome recipes that are called Comfort Your Heart that feature canola oil. And canola oil is very heart smart, so that's why I chose it for these six recipes. And in fact, when you open your cabinet and you see all the oils, the one with the least amount of saturated fat, so the bad stuff, and the most amount of the healthy omega-3 fats is actually canola oil. So things like tomato soup with grilled cheese crostini, and I did the turkey burger casserole with parsnip and carrot fries. I did a lot of awesome upgrades to like traditional comfort foods.
Well, that sounds great, and as an amateur chef, but I'm also an exercise physiologist, so nutrition is kind of a thing for me, and I hear you say, you know, a turkey casserole, turkey burger casserole, things like that. We know turkey meat is certainly a healthier version, but what about some of the things we hear today about coconut oil, avocado oil, or walnut oil? Using some of those, do they have a place, or are they really a little bit higher than we would like in saturated fats?
Well, you're right. What you're looking for is you're looking for low saturated fat, and you're looking for a lot of that good omega-3 heart smart fat. And really, of all the common cooking oils that you would have in your house, canola is the one to reach for. So what I like, as you said, like a startup chef in your own home, one of the things I think is very important is that canola oil can withstand high heat. And so, for example, I do this technique called bake frying because, you know, people love fried food. I mean, I love the, like, when you bite into it and it's crisp, but, you know, it's not good for you. So bake frying is this technique that I've incorporated in this collection of six recipes that you bread, say, chicken or fish like you would normally bread it, and you mist it with canola oil, and you put it in a super hot oven, you know, because the oil can withstand that heat. Your food will crisp up, I mean, really crispy, except it's not fried. It's just baked. And so bake frying is a wonderful technique when you're thinking about, you know, really healthy food in 2013, but also delicious tasting food in 2013.
I love that idea of the misting with canola oil. And you're talking vegetables or even chicken tenders, something like that. If we make our own chicken tenders, can we mist and then cook those in that really high heat?
Yes, absolutely. The recipes that I use this bake frying with in this collection of six, there is a chicken parmesan with spaghetti squash. And then there's a cornmeal crusted fish and then zucchini chips that I do this technique on. So, you know, fish and chips is a very traditional kind of comfort food. And then it's been upgraded and healthified by doing that misting of the canola oil on both the fish and the zucchini chips.
Well, and just because I'm talking to a dietitian, I just wanted to share that I have developed my own crispy kale, no oil. Just in a frying pan, cleaning and pithing the kale and then putting it in the frying pan. 10 minutes is all it takes, and it crisps up very nicely.
Oh, my kids,
Dawn, can eat a whole entire bunch of kale this way. I put it in a bowl, and we put it under scallops or under a piece of salmon, or we just eat it out of the bowl. A little salt is all it needs. No oil, no anything, and it doesn't have to be baked.
Can I mention something to you? I can even upgrade this for you, that if you were to pour olive oil in one of those, or canola oil in one of those pumpers, you know, like they sell them at big box stores where you
pour your own
oil in there. You know that?
Yep.
Okay, and then you pump it, and you can mist the canola oil right on the actual kale. And what this oil will do is actually help you absorb some of those fat-soluble vitamins. So you don't want to use a lot of oil in that, but using a little bit can actually make it healthier for you.
So would you do that before, while you're cooking, or is this an app? Because I found that even if I used a little bit of olive oil or anything, it didn't crisp up quite so nicely.
Yeah, the canola oil would be a good choice because it can withstand that high heat. So you would do it before you put it on there. And it's also a very like light texture when you spray it. And just authentically, canola oil has a light texture and also a neutral flavor. So it's not going to flavor it. You can still taste the kale and the sea salt that you put on there. But that just that little mist of canola before you cook it would be a great like a health upgrade.
That's a great idea. What's your most interesting swap? Something that you want to tell the listeners, instead of using cheddar cheese for your mac and cheese, use, or what's
okay,
your
yeah,
best swap?
Okay, I can give you my favorite. It is the spaghetti squash for your angel hair pasta. I love this swap. Have you used spaghetti squash?
I have, but people often ask me how to cook it. Do you like cut it in half, turn it upside down on a cookie sheet, and bake it in the oven? What do you do to it to get it to come out just right?
I do two things. Either cut it in half, flip it, and then put it in a cookie sheet with a little bit of water so it's basically like steaming itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or for a real fast, like 1, 2, 3, you can do the same thing with a half in the microwave until it's tender. So depending on what you do, it could take 8-12 minutes in the microwave. It could take 30 minutes, 40 minutes in the oven. But the biggest thing is, then you take your fork through the flesh, and it actually looks like spaghetti strands, as you know. And the cool sort of upgrade that you get there is that it is 4 times fewer calories than if you were to use angel hair pasta, but it also has, all that good vegetable nutrition. So I love that swap. For anybody who loves pasta, it's a really smart swap.
Okay, so now, not thinking of diet, but thinking of kids, what would be your best, not the obesity epidemic, we're talking about relatively, active kids, what would be your best swap that you would like parents to be doing to get their kids to eat something really super healthy?
Well, there's two. In this series of 6 recipes that I created, there's 2 recipes that jump out as really like kid favorites to get them to eat healthy. And one is the turkey burger casserole with parsnips and carrot fries. I mean, kids of all ages love fries, and why not start making fries with all sorts of vegetables? So like carrots and parsnips are vegetables that maybe kids don't get enough of, but when you cut them like fries and then you put them on a turkey burger casserole, it really does make it spectacular. And then the other one I would encourage families to do for kids is the rustic tomato soup with a grilled cheese crostini. Soup is one of those things that if you took a hand blender and you blend up your soup and make it very creamy, you don't have to add cream, it can become very creamy, you can hide a lot of vegetables in soup. So, although this one I'm mentioning is tomato soup, so they're going to get a lot of good tomato goodness in there, it could even be the base that you put broccoli or the kale that you have or green beans or zucchini. You can use that soup even as a base to get even more vegetables in. And the hand blender, honestly, is the greatest tool to make delicious soup because it chops up the vegetables to make them sort of like thick, a great, delicious, healthy mouthfeel.
And you also don't even need to add the cream or anything, sour cream, to make it have that creamy texture. Now tell people, Dawn, where they can find out about these Comfort Your Heart recipe collections.
Yeah, so the 6 Comfort Your Heart recipes can be found on canolainfo.org. And they're right there. You can print them out, try one, and then you're going to want to try all of them.
Well, that is a great... So canolainfo.org, you can find out the 6 recipes that really you can... They're heart smart, they're comforting, they use canola oil as opposed to some of these other oils that are out there. And parents, you can get your kids to eat this crispy kale we were mentioning. You can get them to eat, tomato soup and grilled cheese crostinis. It's just making me hungry thinking about it. Well, thank you so much, Dawn Blattner. You're listening to Staying Well right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.